party, though, I think.
What was that?
Waldo.
That guy, Dave, you have no taste in friends.
Now, look, it's not... He's not...
He's over here.
Not necessarily a friend.
You've got no taste
it's more
in
like
friends.
It's an acquaintance.
I don't care what you say. He's still a punk.
Well, who are you calling now?
I got calls to make. Don't ask me who I'm calling. And by the way, you got calls to answer. Please.
We're not in here a second. The phone rings. I haven't even gotten to the mail yet.
Well, I'm sure there are phone bills anyway. Joy, hi, Paul.
Movie line.
Right.
I'm sorry, he's on another line right now.
Well, I did want to find out about that thing with Spielberg. Well, let me know as soon as you do, okay? All right, bye.
I don't know. He'll call you back.
I got a thing. I got a project I do want to talk to you about, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I'll call you back.
The script here.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hey. Who was that? What was that?
It wasn't important.
Don't flirt with the callers, Dave. How many times have I told you this? What is that? Wait a minute. What is this?
Phone bills, buddy.
I don't need it. Phone bill. Fan mail, one for you.
Oh, thank you.
Phone bill. What? None for me? Okay, Dave, give me that.
A little backdated phone bill.
Give me that.
That's
fine.
That's my fan mail.
I don't need it. I don't want it. I want you to look at this before we answer the phones anymore here. This is
what's
a script.
That?
It's a video Dennis DeCrepo's doing. It's called, what is it called? Monkeys in Paris, Rover Rover. He wants
what?
Me to shoot it. Rover Rover, yes. But by far
mean?
Is not a Rover Rover. I do want you to work on this with me. There are some happening people in this. I got a tape over here. I want you to hear.
This is a what now?
It's a video.
You tore my fan mail.
And that was a good fan mail.
I'm gonna tape it back again.
Just listen to this.
This is what.
Here's the chorus. Okay. This is what we gotta do. Hey, ho.
Well, it's. Who did this now?
You know, Dennis DeCrepo.
Dennis DeCrepo
sings. You know, the guy that runs the phone line.
Yeah, I didn't know he sings.
Wait, speaking of phone lines, what day is this? God, I forgot all about it. We gotta do our tape, don't we?
Oh, it's the day after the party already.
Punk! Sunday. It's Sunday already. We gotta do this.
Tape should be up. What do you mean? Make
up.
The tape. It should
forget
be
the
up.
Script. We'll talk later.
Oh, God.
Yes, Dave, would you like to be a guest star this week? Yeah,
oh,
would
really?
You like to answer your fan
after
mail?
You tore my fan mail?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm here.
I would never tear your fan mail again, Dave. Just be on the tape this week and compensate, will you? Thank you.
Okay,
now, I'll tell you what. Why don't you introduce the tape, and I'll go out and do something. I'll
turn
up the heat.
I can do that.
Yeah, all right, here.
Turn up the heat. Good. It's a little cold in here.
And take this.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Just cold turkey, huh?
We'll
just go for it. You're on 761-3330 for another week of Fun Listed Films for the week of February 5th to the 9th, 1984. Let's do it.
Line, who called in?
Oh.
Yes. Who's this?
Galactic Hitchhiker.
Michael, how are you? I mean, Mr. Time Lord, is that your name now? I want to get this straight for the callers out there. What is your name now? Are you Michael from LA, the Galactic Hitchhiker, or the Time Lord, or the Time Wanderer, or are you just a bomber?
Time Wanderer is currently fighting off Daleks in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
And I've been on special assignment from Megadodo Publications.
I see. So you are?
The Galactic Hitchhiker.
The Galactic Hitchhiker. That's right.
Watch out, Paul Mack. The Galactic Hitchhiker is back.
Yes, that's right. And what about his back? I mean, it couldn't be as bad as his front. Anyway, Galactic Mr. Hiker, how are you?
All right.
What's up?
Well, first off, Bob.
Yes.
How dare you leave that deceiving comment about chocolate liqueur in milk duds?
Milk duds, yes.
I mean, they don't pack anywhere near the punch of Gargle Blasters.
That's right, Mr. Bob-Ob. I want to point that out. I want to agree with you there, Galak. That's true. That's how can he insinuate?
I had 1,000 boxes and still didn't get a buzz off of him.
And he called you Tragic Hitchhiker. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Gonna shoot some lasers at the guy? You gonna destroy his line or what?
No.
I tell you what, send some high-power telecom beams over the phone lines and zap his...
I was thinking of something much worse.
Uh-huh.
I'll read him some Vogon poetry.
Oh, God, anything but that. Anyway...
Speaking of which, why is that guy reading Vogon poetry on your lines? Every week I hear Gabble Blotches on Allergic B.
Well, that's... It's kind of an inside joke, Michael. anyway, tell me, have you seen the greatest, latest movie, Obliteration? Have you seen it?
Oh, yes. They are pirating copies all over Beetlejuice. You wouldn't believe it.
Pirated copies of my film over Beetlejuice? What does this mean? Does this mean that I'm in trouble now?
Afraid so.
Yeah, I don't like the sounds of that. You better send those boys back here and I'll take care of them. I'll zap them. Anyway, what do you think of the pirated version?
I had some problems, but what would give it a 9.
You give it a 9?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it as well as The Visitant?
I thought The Visitant was a little better.
Now, come on, Michael. Not everybody's saying that. I want to make this clear right now. Not everyone's saying Obliteration is as bad. I mean, good. I mean, yeah. There's got to be something you like better about it. About, you know, The Visitant than The Visitant. What is it?
Well, the music's much better.
You like the music, okay. Anything else better?
The special effects are pretty good.
Did you like the effects?
Although they tend to fail in a couple of spots.
Such as?
Had more realistic demons.
Realistic demons, okay. All right. Well, what if I told you they were supposed to be cartoon-like?
I wouldn't know what to say.
Ah, well, anyway, they were, so that might account for them being a little funny-looking. However, by the way, I did all the demon effects myself in the film. It's all me. Did you know that?
No.
Well, now you do. I'm a man of 1,000 voices. Anyway, Mr. Hitchhiker, I want to thank you for calling. I mean, to giving the review and blasting Bob-Ob out of outer space here. Is there anything else you got to tell our callers out there?
Well, so long, and don't forget your towels.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Wait, before you go, will you please tell us, why do you always say that? Why do you always say, don't forget your towels? What does that mean?
Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah?
If a hitchhiker has his towel with him,
mm-hmm.
The average Joe would think he's a good traveler.
I see. Just in case there's a little sweat, he can always be kind and wipe it off, right?
See, the way it's generally figured,
mm-hmm.
Anyone who can struggle against terrible odds, hide the length and breadth of the galaxy, and still have his towel with him, is definitely a man to be reckoned with.
Well, that's easy for you to say. Anyway, thank you very much for calling, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully in another galaxy far, far away. Hello, Movie Line.
Hello, Paul. This is Steve from Glendale.
Steve from Glendale. How are you? What's on your mind?
My mind is, first of all, I'd like to thank you very much for inviting me to your premiere.
Well, you're very welcome. Very welcome.
And I felt very welcome, and I enjoyed the company. And most of all, I enjoyed the movie and the work you put into it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Did you like the film overall?
Yes, I did. I realized through a friend,
mm-hmm.
The hard work you put into it, and I really saw the work put into it, and I was really happy for you.
Because a lot of people are saying they like The Visitant better.
Oh,
what's your opinion on that?
Well, I saw The Visitant also. I was lucky enough to go to that premiere also.
Right.
And I would say, out of the two, I liked the storyline of The Visitant.
Right.
But I loved the filming,
the technical aspect?
Of the Obliteration.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment to me because I wrote The Visitant. I know I've said this before, however, I did the story for The Visitant, and I didn't do Obliteration, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's why it's better. However, I felt kind of privileged in that aspect.
Yeah, well, I want you to know and that I really enjoyed the movie.
Well, thank you very much.
Put into it. Also, I'd just really like to say something that I... don't really get to say to you that often, because when I do see you, you're so busy that you're fucking running.
I'm not too busy to see my friends. Now, come on.
Okay.
Dave's laughing back there.
I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And really appreciate the occupation you're in right now, and that's producing. And I just want to say that, you know, what a privilege it is for you to have that kind of line of work that, you know, touches people and lives.
Right.
And I want you to know that, you know, I really enjoy the time that you have spent in these movies and, you know, sharing it with me. And I'm sure many people out there have had the chance to see your movies, or if already have, you know, can say the same. That,
well, I'm doing my best, buddy. I'll tell you, I'm out there not to make a quick buck. Seriously, my whole thing behind it is that I want to go out there and entertain some people, and I want to tell them something. I want to emotionally disturb them. Emotionally disturb them. Yes, it did. Emotionally disturb a lot of people. Have you seen any new movies out in the theaters?
Yeah, I have, man.
What's up?
Tonight I saw The Prodigal.
The Prodigal. Now, that's interesting. I've heard... I'm wondering about that. What's that all about? Tell us what that's about.
It's about a family who, in their lives growing up, is a Christian family. And their son, their son, just kind of strays away from the Christian faith.
Right.
And how the family really has to pull together and look at themselves and search, you know, their souls, and how they can just totally love each other and bring that family back together.
Well, that's great. So it's a Christian film, huh?
It is.
That's wonderful.
I must admit that I would bring the whole world if I had the chance to see that movie.
So you know, I'll tell you something though, Steve. Sometimes they make these films, these Christian filmmakers, because there aren't too many good Christian films out there right now. Was this well done, well made?
Let me tell you, I came home and told my friends on the phone that this is nothing that you would see on TV. I mean, it was real life.
I'll tell you, I'm going to go see it. That sounds like a good film. I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
I really enjoyed the truthfulness in the movie and how they really made it live. I mean, really, you know, living. And
great.
It's
so you recommend it to everybody, huh?
Oh, I sure would.
So what is it? It stirs all your emotions? Is it one of those tearjerkers, or is it just make you think about yourself? Or?
It makes you think about life. It makes you think about yourself.
Great.
Your friends, your family.
Well, that's the kind of a film we need out there these days, I'll tell you. And I might be into the horror thing. I don't want people to think that I'm all, you know, possessed or anything out here. But, you know, it's just one point of imagination that I like to use, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's what I'm going to be doing every picture, you know.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I have a Christian film plan that I will be shooting, and I have a comedy, of course, that I'm doing next, but I have a whole bunch of things in work. Anyway, Steve, our time's kind of cutting short because we got to go and we got to move on, so thanks for calling. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you for your time, and I'm looking forward to your future.
Well, thank you very much.
God bless you, Paul.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. I was down your way the other night, and I checked out your film Obliteration.
Just happened to be down our way.
It was a pretty
huh?
good film. The special effects in it were great.
Great
I haven't seen special effects that good in 35 and 70 millimeter. You'll have to tell me some of those tricks there, Paul. Anyway, I'll let you get on with the movie line. Take it easy, bye.
He's going to let us get on with the movie line now. Shall we get on?
TN, thank you for letting us get on.
That's right. We're getting on now. Let me tell you, who paid you? No. Why is he lying like that? He just happened to be... Oh, gee, I just happened to find myself at your premiere.
Walking by the hotel at the very time.
Okay, come on. Let's face it, buddy. You were paid off, okay? You were set up, okay? Who told you? And it certainly wasn't me. I mean,
don't look at me. I had nothing to do with it.
Come on. You worked on the film, Tony, and you're saying that the film had better effects than 70mm films? Give me a break. It had better effects than 120mm films, all right?
What?
Anyway, Dave, you did the lighting. Why don't you enunciate on that a bit, will you?
Enunciate? Pardon me while I enunciate. The lighting, well, Tony, let me tell you how the lighting was done.
I think he knows. Why don't you just tell him why the effects were so good?
Well, I'll tell you, that the boom mic was done exceptionally well. I don't know who did that.
A loser.
That's... And the lights were...
This is going nowhere. Anyway, we all know this was technically brilliant, and it was a real piece... of brilliance.
A great, big, moist, steaming pile of
talent. Yes, I love it, yes.
Moving right along.
You keep talking about films that people are supposed to see, films that you have made, but you never mention when they are available to be seen or at what time. Suggest you may do that once in a while. Goodbye.
Yes, well, Al, you know, we did have some announcements going here on the line during the week of the premiere. I was so terribly busy, however, I didn't get a chance to make an official announcement, but I did have an announcement on the day, and I had mentioned it on the line several times, and I had a lot of publicity out. I guess you just missed it. Oh, well, if we do have another screening of Obliteration, however, I will let everyone know in the future.
Greetings, Mr. Mack. This is Jerry Tardana, and I was at your movie premiere at the 9 o'clock one, and I didn't talk to you because you seemed so busy kissing people and shaking hands, but I thought it was great and everything. I want to get into major detail, but, you know how, like, you went to the observatory party? There's going to be maybe an on-topic party. Isn't that interesting? Saturday, February 11th at Scoop's Ice Cream. It's on Ventura. It's like 13251, perhaps. Ventura and around Laurel Canyon in City of City, 8:30. And that's a Saturday night. And I'd like you to go. And anybody else from the movie lot, I'd be happy if you'd be there, okay? Bye.
Well, gee, Dave, I guess that means that you have an excuse for going now. Do you want to go to that thing?
I love a party.
He loves a party, and he also loves to eat, so believe me, he'll be there. I want to tell you, what's that thing you got in your wallet? It says, enjoy life more often, eat out, or something. It was on the back of a receipt. I remember.
What are you doing digging through my wallet?
Oh, I remember seeing that. You showed that to me. What does it say exactly?
It says, enjoy life, eat out more often.
And that's a serious statement from a serious restaurant that wants to attract customers. Listen, Jerry, you know, I wasn't too busy to talk to anybody. I mean, you were my guest, and I thank you for going to the premiere. You should have come up, and I would have said hi. I know Dave would have loved it, but he's no one, and he got to shake nobody's hand. Except mine, right, Dave?
I got a cold, too.
Yes, okay, so you would have...
I wasn't presentable that night. I was a little...
Fine, we were all working together.
I was around doing the sound because we had technical problems.
That was all Dave's fault of that night, but...
Hey, buddy, give me a break.
Anyway, it was great, and I thank everybody for showing up, okay? And now, Dave, shall we get on with more comments?
Well, you know what I was thinking, Paul, is that we should get on with some more comments.
Yes, more comments.
I'd like to do a movie review. Oh, by the way, this is New Wave Dave from Sherman Oaks. I'd like to do a movie review on the new Clint Eastwood movie. It was one of the best Clint Eastwood movies I've seen in a long time. It was unfortunate that the media ruined it with so many previews. They drilled them into your head so that by the time you got to the movie theater and you saw that scene, it kind of took the impact away. All except for the one scene where he's pointing the gun at the nigger and he says, make my day. The whole audience went crazy. Everybody was on their feet and screaming. It was pretty wild. Guess you would have had to have been there. But maybe some of you were and probably had the same reaction. New Wave Dave saying see you later and don't party too hardy. Bye.
Well, I haven't seen any movies lately, but I just like to say that when I saw Cujo, I thought it was pretty good, but I can't understand why they didn't make it a little more like the novel, especially in the ending. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Paul Mack, Mr. Expert, can you comment on that one?
How many inches? Well, I want to tell you something, Dave. I didn't read the book, and I can't, I'm a moviegoer. I can't expect you callers to think that I read books. I see movies.
You don't have an answer for them, do you?
No, I don't have an answer. I go to the movies. I don't read. I'm not intelligent. I don't have an IQ. Get out of here.
So you have no idea what the original story was. And you...
Yeah, and no IQ.
Okay, I believe that.
I didn't see any movie, so it was really bad, because a real movie would have been better than no movie at all. But a real movie has things on the screen, and no movie, it was just an empty screen, had nothing to look at, and the tears were just rolling down my face. I felt so sad, because there wasn't any movie on the screen.
Wait a minute. That's sad.
Movie line.
Yo.
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
This is David of Burbank.
Why?
No particular reason. I just happen to be in the area.
Is that right?
Is this Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis. Mr. D. Creepo. How's it going?
Okay.
All right.
I thought I'd see what Paul's line was doing.
Well, I'll tell you. as it has for the past 50 tapes, it's doing nothing.
Yes, as a tradition, Dave, for the next 50 tapes, you will do nothing. Yes, well, don't forget you can write to me, gang, at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And always every Friday and Saturday, don't forget to participate. Right, Dave?
Absolutely. And speaking of participating, I'll see you at the party, Jerry.
That's right. We'll be at Scoop's Ice Cream. Okay? We'll see you later.
Don't go away. This tape will repeat momentarily.
Okay, that's it.
Is that it, buddy?
What do you think?
Are we out of here or what?
Let's split.
That's it.
I got things I gotta do.
Hey, can you take the trash out?
Shit. It was enough, you ripped
it.
What
was that, tape 52?
It was.
And I promise you won't be on any more tapes for another 50 tapes at least.
Look, you throw at my family.
Where are my keys? Where are my keys at?
You set them down, right?
Got those. Here they are, back in the thing. Alright, that's it. That's it. Put the answering machine on. We don't want to miss any calls. Okay. And that's a wrap, buddy.
Okay, I'll see you.
Oh, by the way, do you have $5 I can borrow? I'm serious. I'll have $5.
Let's go.
I want to know if there's a possibility.